a condominium application in West Galt that drew criticism from neighbors and was eventually denied by the city's Committee of Adjustment when first proposed back in 2020 appears ready to move ahead now that a website has been launched to allow interested homeseekers to register for the Georgie. Crescent Homes is behind the project that will see three former homes demolished at 16 to 22 George Street to build 1, 2 and 3 bedroom modern luxury condos directly across from the Queen Square Idea Exchange and Kitty Corner to the Galt Cenotaph. The developer first pitched the project as a 43-unit apartment building with 5 residential stories and an additional street level with commercial space. Opposition to the project cited its height and proximity to Queen Square among other concerns. The city's Heritage Advisory Committee agreed the three homes that will be demolished to accommodate it have no cultural heritage value, but demanded a high level of urban design, materials should be incorporated into any building proposal. After several nearby residents spoke out against the project, the Committee of Adjustment deferred the matter, giving the applicant time to modify the proposal to reduce the height, increase the front yard setback, and reduce the number of residential units to 41. Notwithstanding the amendments, the committee denied the application and the applicant appealed to the Ontario Land Tribunal in 2021. In the lead-up to the hearing, the applicant again revised its development proposal, further reducing the height, setback and number of units, such that the revised application was 4 residential stories, with a basement area for parking and commercial space, and 38 residential units. It led to a settlement with the city and a ruling in favor of the developer after the appeal went uncontested by the city or residents. The applicant's planner, David Aston, of MHBC, argued the project was a modest form of intensification in an area intended for intensification and would utilize existing infrastructure, had appropriate regard for the matters of provincial interest. The Olt agreed the project fit the property, in part, because it is designated in the region's official plan as being within the built-up area, and in a location where the region has proposed a major transit station area. The city's official plan places the site in the Galt City Centre Community Core area and within a regeneration area. Residential intensification and multi-unit residential development is encouraged in community core areas and regeneration areas, and such areas are intended to attract a significant portion of future population and employment, the OLT's ruling states. Cambridge Today reached out to Aston for details on when the project might break ground but did not hear back by deadline.